Good morning, everyone. Friends, we, with our scriptures, my notes, otherwise we'll be here till tomorrow. Friends, our scriptures, our people have been exiled, and their country has been in shambles, and they're beginning to return, and Isaiah is giving them a message of hope, but a message of confidence, and he's telling them that God, he's describing, here is how God is with you. As a bridegroom to his wife. And he will protect you, and he's been here. And so he's building up their confidence because it's been shattered. And my friends, our second Corinthians, and we should look at the Corinthians as a parish, not as like a gigantic city. So he's talking to a parish, and the parish is very talented. However, they are divided. And one of the things that was happening is they were trying to pit the different talents against each other. And, well, this one's more important, that one's not. And what St. Paul is getting at is that all the gifts that you have and all the talents that have been given for one reason. Not that you can parade around like a peacock, but that you would build up the body of Christ, that you would build up your church. And he's going to call them out on that and tell them, use your gifts according and use it in humble service. And do not be warring with each other. And again, he's talking to a parish. And we see in the gospel, there's many things happening with the gospel. But one of the things you glean is the humbleness that happens with both Mary and Jesus, but also the idea of God's will. So we see our first reading tells us about having confidence in God. And then about humble service is what the second reading is pulling, we pull out. And then the gospel has that, those two, plus the idea of God's will. My friends, the thing about Cana. Cana is a very teeny city. And they from Nazareth, if you're in Nazareth, you can see Cana. Hello, Cana. Little teeny. What am I getting at? It's not Jerusalem, the big, gigantic city. It's not Nazareth. It's a little teeny town. Perhaps Gig Harbor looking, hello, alala. Now, I'm not very good at geography, but I'm assuming it's smaller than us, right? Jesus is invited to go to a wedding, and he shows up at the wedding, and his mother is with him. And John does not call what Jesus does miracles, he calls them signs, because signs point to something other. So what is the sign? Well, we're told at the end of the gospel what the sign is about. The sign is about the revelation of Jesus Christ. He's revealing his divinity because only God has power over the elements. Now, we can glean from it that Jesus goes to the wedding and he is not really looking at doing this. The wedding at Cana, we see the first sign by Jesus. It is the inauguration then of his public ministry. And one of the things we can take for sure is the primacy of marriage in God's plan. Jesus is at a wedding. My friends, his first sign then isn't walking on water. His first sign isn't the healing of a disease. His first sign is in a teeny town that no one knows about to a newlywed couple who about to run out of hospitality, and if they do, it will cause great scandal and embarrassment. And Jesus steps in so that they will not be embarrassed. If Jesus is the icon of the Father, we get a pretty good picture, don't we? That God is concerned about all matters, even the embarrassment of a newlywed couple. And it matters. And so we see also then the primacy of marriage. Jesus starts his early life being conceived and born in a family, the family of Joseph and Mary. He spent most of his earthly life with that family. 30 years, 33, Jesus begins his ministry with a first sign at a marriage in some little town with some unknown couple who are about to form a family. We see the importance then of that. Next, it speaks about Mary. Mary becomes a model of true discipleship for us. The initial exchange between Jesus and Mary seems odd and like refusal, but it is not. Woman, how does your concern affect me? Jesus, I'll get about that, but I just want to remind you what happened when Jesus was lost in the temple. And he says to his mom and dad, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know where I'd be? So it seems, oh, Jesus, don't talk to mom that way. Woman. Well, let's talk about that. John does not use, but her relationship to Jesus is, and what she does in that relationship is. So John calls her woman. Woman, he says, Jesus says, woman. It could be just a sign of respect, ma'am, as we would understand, ma'am. But something else is going on. John knows it, and the people who heard him and read it in his time knew also. Woman. Genesis. We're told Eve is the mother of all the living. John knows this, and now Mary becomes the mother of all the new. New who? The new religion, the Christians, the disciples of Jesus. She would become, you don't think so? Fast forward to the crucifixion. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. So she becomes the mother of all, the new living. But something even more. Book of Revelation, the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, crowned in stars, giving birth to the Savior. Oh, it's more than that. The devil will wage war with her offspring. Who is that? You guys. The mother of all the new. Yes, Jesus. Those from the book of Revelation, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus, that is who the offspring is. So he knows. So he's saying, woman. But it also tells us about prayer. Mary does not tell God what to do. Nobody does. Mary, what are Jesus' words? Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? Your concern. Now, Father Mark has a sense of humor when he reads, and I know Jewish mothers. You can see Mary. Son, they have no more wine. And she goes and sits down and stares at her son. Doesn't say anything else. She presents the concern. That's it. She doesn't force nothing. You can't. I mean, it's the Son of God. But she goes to the one who knows. She knows she can't do anything. She doesn't have any money. And if she did, there's no Costco to go buy the wine. But she presents the need. She presents the concern to the one she knows. She knows her son's heart. She knows what he's present our concern. to our Father. Of course, you can go and sit down and stare at the tabernacle. You're like, I'm waiting, Jesus. But instead, the mother goes and returns. She is the one who notices that the wine is running short. Not the head waiter, Mary. Service, humbleness, obedience. She goes to her son. A deeper examination of the development of the Cana story shows us that Jesus' response was not degrading to his mother, but an uplifting picture of Mary, because with great confidence she goes to the attendants. Do whatever he tells you to do. What a great line for all of us. Do whatever my son tells you to do. And if we did that, the second coming would be tomorrow. In her heart, even without a miraculous sign, Mary believes in her son, in his grace and his benevolence. Thus, she is truly a disciple. And my friends, finally, it shows us something about God's will in everything. Jesus' reluctance to perform the sign is not because he is stubborn, and it is not because he wants to make his importance felt. He speaks about the hour. It is not yet my hour. Do you know what he's talking about? What is his hour? You know this. We've studied this. It has to do with Kairos. Kairos time. Chronos is, it's 9 o'clock and Father Mark's been preaching for 10 minutes at least now. That's Chronos. Kairos is time also, but not in that sense, as in event. His rising from the dead with Kairos. Yeah, but it was on a Sunday. Don't worry about that. He rose from the dead. He says, it is not my hour. It is not his time for the full revelation of his divinity, which would be his Paschal mystery. He said this because he is in keeping with his Father. His Father has set the time. Confidence in the Father. Humble service. Obedience to God's will. See? So it begs the question about Mary. Son. They do not have any wine. Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? Jesus then performs his first sign. In doing so, he reveals his divinity. So that people will know, so that his apostles would have faith and gather closer to him. Perhaps a little bit ahead of the schedule? Or was that God's plan all along? That's the thing, we have a God of surprises. My friends, Cana reminds us that great things can happen in any place, and in any time, and in every place. The first sign, this becomes important. The first sign is Jesus transforming water into wine. His final sign is like it. At the Last Supper, he transforms the wine into his blood. He transforms. There are no coincidences. But if you look deeper into the scriptures, you will begin to see. If first sign related to the last. And my friends, and he continues to do this. God, simple elements of bread and wine that he transforms into his body and blood, that you may consume it, and that you may become what you have consumed, and that he may transform your life. Friends, Mary, I don't ever want you to be afraid to go to your mother. We see, if you want to argue about Mary, go ahead. But I challenge you to argue about the scriptures. Mary takes the concern of a person to her son. Mary is there at the inauguration of his public ministry in Cana. Mary is there at the end of his public ministry when her son is hanging on the cross. And she has been there throughout his whole life. And she continues to be so. So do not be afraid to ask your mother and his mother. Now, I'm not telling you you're going to get what you want, because that's not how it works. But what I'm telling you is go to the scriptures and read and understand. Mary is a great disciple. She shows us how to love God with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our souls. She shows us what it is to present prayer. My concern. Lord, my concern for my marriage. Lord, my concern for my health. Lord, my concern for my financials. And she trusts that Jesus knows what to do and when to do it. When it comes to the Cana story, the transformation of water into wine. Wine is a symbol of blessing and abundance and joy. When I think of the Cana story, I think about our parish. Wine. The water transformed into wine. Water, a common element. Into a blessing. I want you to remember a time when we had the numbers of parishioners that we have now. For all of you who have been here, I've only been here 4.5 years, but some of you have been here. There's some that have been here a long, long time. 50 years, 60 years. I want you to think about a time when we had the numbers that we have now, when we have the resources that we have now, when we have all of the catechists that we have now, when we have all the ministries that we have now, go back and look and say, yes, it was just 5 years ago. No. Water into wine. A blessing. Our parish is blessed. We must continue with the blueprint. Confidence in God. Service with humbleness and joy. And obedience to God. If we do that, it will continue to be transformed even more. And we have to be careful with ministry. Mary didn't say, I will do what you ask, but only if. The choir doesn't say, I will be a choir member, but only if I get to sing this hymn. If we don't sing that hymn, I'm not doing it. I'll be an usher, but only if I get to wear this kind of name tag. I need you to think about that. Is that talent to the building up of the parish, or is it dividing it? Confidence in the Father, humbleness in service, obedience. Water into wine. We are blessed. Let us continue on that path of holiness. My friends, it's not about me. It's about our Lord and our attitude about it. Confidence, humbleness, service, obedience to God. Dr. Patterson, the human body is made up of 60% water. Oh, Father Mark, what are you up to? The human body is made up of probably 75% water. Hello, jug of water. Let Jesus transform you from water into wine. Remember, wine is a symbol of blessing and joy. Let him take whatever the water is in you and transform it into wine. And do not be unbelieving, but believe that he transforms the bread and wine into his body, blood, soul, and divinity, so that you will continue on your transformation. Water into wine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.